This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, here in this country, lawyers who defend the poor in federal court say the sequester cuts could jeopardize the fairness of the criminal justice system. Adam Allington reports from St. Louis Public Radio.
Perched behind a giant desk in a downtown St. Louis office, federal public defender Lee Lawless rifles through a stack of papers to find the one telling him how much he has to cut his budget.
The total that we have to make up from salaries and other items that we have cut is just under $530,000.
Or about 10% of his entire budget, cuts which will be made up by furloughing 26 staff, including Lawless, 2 days per month. He says that will have the immediate impact of slowing the wheels of justice for people waiting for their day in court.
Defenders don't have programs that they can cut. I mean, it's just people, and defenders have an obligation to represent people who are indicted.
Catherine Blake is a U.S. district judge overseeing the federal defense program. She says federal defense attorneys don't choose the cases they'll take.
Prosecutors are bringing cases and people are being indicted. They need a lawyer.
Some federal courts have already announced that they'll stop trying criminal cases on Fridays. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.